Great atmosphere tonight here at the ballpark. And Smith comes on a 3-1 pitch. Oh. Deep drive and a grand slam for Derek Lee. Out on the Waveland. 7 RBIs. What a night. Makes it 9-2.
Geez, I thought the first one was hit well. That ball cleared everything. Fans are waiting for a curtain call here from Derek Lee.
Time up, he should hit a 5-run homer. Hit a 2-run homer last night, 3-run homer in his first at bat, third at bat, a grand slam.
Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 7 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, July 2nd, 2009, from the magnificent Edgewater Beach Hotel on the beautiful North Shore of Chicago. Speaking of Chicago, the Cubs are playing right now, and we'll be checking in with that game from time to time. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next hour. You're listening right now to Harry Sosnick and his Edgewater Beach Hotel Orchestra playing the carioca in the background. I think we'll enjoy a little bit more of that. I'll be right back. Yes, as I mentioned, the ball game is ongoing right now, and we will be checking in with that. If you were tuned into the pre-show tonight, you'll have heard that The live feed from Wrigley Field was the pre-show tonight, did not feature music. And if you were listening, you just moments ago heard the call of Derek Lee's grand slam that put the Cubs up 9-2 over the first place Brewers. And that was the second home run of the night for Derek Lee. That puts him up to 7 RBIs on the night. So he's hit a 4-run shot and a 3-run shot. He's going for the home run cycle. He's got to hit a 2-run homer and a single shot before the night's over, and that will be very special. This week's show features a listen to some of the popular female vocalists of 1934, and we've got a request or two to play, and we've got some other surprises. And, of course, we have sponsors, as usual. Hinky Dinky Supermarkets are our sponsor, and we want to remind you not to forget to save your trading stamps.
For those who save top value
stamps, the best gift in life are free.
Gets to grace your living room, each backed by a guarantee.
Free for top value stamps, an elegant polished brass chafing dish. Or, if something spills, a Bissell carpet sweeper, perfect for touch-up. To brighten your living room, select the beautiful Bradley table lamp, fashioned in walnut and brass. To enjoy your favorite TV shows in any room, choose an RCA portable television set. Like everything else, free for top value stamps.
So save top value stamps. The best gifts in life are free.
And that was Java by Al Hurt, if you recognize that. I don't need any Java. I'm pretty jazzed on a 9-2 lead by the Cubs over the first place Brewers. Let's check in on the play. It's still 9-2, and it's the middle of the fifth, and oh well, it's the middle of the fifth because so nobody's got anybody on. It's the middle of an inning, and. Let me get my head on straight, and we'll play a song here. This is a little Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames, and this is one of Georgie Fame's last hits. This is actually from 1970, Seventh Son.
Everybody's talking about the seventh son. In the whole round world, there's only one. I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one, the one they call the seventh son. I can tell your future, it will come to pass. I can do things
for you, make your heart feel glad. Look in the sky, predict the rain. I can tell when a woman's got another man.
I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I can talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. I can heal the sick and raise the dead. And make little girls talk out their heads.
I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. Seven sons, the whole round world, there's only one.
I'm the one.
I can talk these words that will sound so sweet. They will even make your little heart skip a beat. I can heal the sick and raise the dead. And make little girls talk out their heads.
I'm the one. Yes, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son. I'm the one, I'm the one. The one they call the seventh son.
You know, I hear a lot of varying reports about the job I do on this show. Most people say that they appreciate my chatter. When I listen back to it, I tend to think that I go on and on a little too much, ramble. So I'm going to dedicate this song to me, even if not everyone agrees.
Worry my pet, you just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen. You talk about can make me scream. You just talk, talk too much.
Almost. I'm almost ready. That was Joe Jones, and that was from 1960. And next we're going to hear what you might never have heard this. You've probably never heard this. But this is my favorite cover ever of a Beatles song, and I'm probably going to end up having to fade it. It's a little long for Hinky Dinky Time, but we're going to start it.
Thank you.
That was Tomorrow Never Knows by a group called 801. That was a project by some members of Roxy Music, mainly Phil Manzanera and Brian Eno. And I don't have the year at my fingertips. The Brewers have scored a run. It's 9-3 now. And I think Hezzy's ready, so we're without any ado or further of it.
Are you ready, Hezzy?
I said yes.
Start with the breezes.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Okay, we're going to get into a jazz groove here for a little while, a couple songs. One of them is a request from my Uncle Jim. I seem to have one of those most weeks, and I appreciate them. He asked if I'd play some Sun Ra, and I said yes, and he was polite enough to send me some Sun Ra to play, which is great because I didn't really have any. And I think he probably went gently, because he didn't pick out anything terribly, terribly long, and I'm sure that he could have. And because this request is no surprise to Jim, I haven't heard it yet, so it would be at least a surprise to me if no one else. So let's listen to Enlightenment by Sun Ra and his orchestra. And this is, I think it's from 1974. I'm not sure.
The sound of joy is enlightenment.
Enlightenment.
The faith, fire, truth is enlightenment.
Enlightenment.
Faith, fire.
Faith, fire.
Sometimes it's music.
Sometimes it's music.
Brains mathematics.
Brains mathematics.
Rhythmic equation.
Rhythmic equation.
The sound of thought is enlightenment.
Enlightenment.
The magic light of tomorrow.
Of tomorrow.
backward.
Backward.
Although the sadness.
Although the sadness.
Forward and onward.
Forward and onward.
Although the gladness.
Although the gladness.
Enlightenment is my tomorrow.
My tomorrow.
Has no planes of sorrow.
Of sorrow.
Hereby.
Hereby.
My invitation.
My invitation.
I do invite you.
I do invite you.
Of my space world.
Of my space world.
This song is sound of enlightenment.
Of enlightenment.
The fiery truth of enlightenment.
Of enlightenment.
Vibration.
Vibration.
Sent from the space world.
Sent from the space world.
Is of the cosmic.
Is of the cosmic.
Starry dimension.
Starry dimension.
Enlightenment is my tomorrow.
My tomorrow.
It has no plane. Of sorrow.
Of sorrow.
Hereby.
Hereby.
My invitation.
My invitation.
I do invite you.
I do invite you.
Be of my space world.
Be of my space world.
Hereby.
Hereby.
My invitation.
My invitation.
I do invite you.
I do invite you.
Be of my space world.
Be of my space world.
Hereby.
Hereby.
Our invitation.
Our invitation.
We do invite you.
We do invite you.
Our space world.
Be of our space world.
Hereby.
Hereby.
Our invitation.
Our invitation.
We do invite you.
We do invite you.
Be of our space world.
Be of our space world.
Hereby.
Hereby. Our
we'll be right back.
Well, I told you I didn't listen to that Sun Ra before I played it, so it was a bit of a surprise to me, too, although it shouldn't have been. Yeah, I guess that was jazz. That was something else altogether. I don't know what that was. It was pretty cool, though. I always can't help feeling when I listen to Sun Ra or look at pictures of him and how he appeared on stage and read about him that... had there been no Sun Ra, there never could have been a George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. Not that there's much of a musical antecedent there, but there's some sort of paternity there. I'm just sure of that. And just now what we heard was Mal Waldron, and that was from his 1956 recording Mal One. That was a track called Shome, S-H-O-M-E, I think it's pronounced Shome. And if you're curious, that was Mal on piano and Idris Suleiman on trumpet, Gigi Grice on alto, Julian Ewell on bass, and Arthur Edgehill on drums. And I just love looking at like the liner notes here, and it tells me that this album was recorded on November 9th, 1956. Not that song, but the entire album. Let's just drop by the studio and record six or eight really... happening jazz sides. Do they still do it that way? I just can't even imagine. Checking some email here to see what's going on. I'd like to welcome my friend Ray in New York. I think he's finally tuned in and listening, and it was utterly coincidental, but I'm sure he appreciated the Waldron. And let's see, what else might he appreciate? Well, I'd appreciate this. Since I know you're all sitting there listening to the music with breath bated, I'll let you know that it's still 9-3, Chicago over Milwaukee. It's the top of the seventh. And that brings us up to this week's Cubs update. Well, the Cubs are still sitting 3.5 games back in the rather miserable National League Central tonight, having gone 3-3 since last week's show and wrapping up a horrible 3-7 road trip. The trip ended with a couple of bright notes, though. The Cubs head back home to face the Brewers, as they're doing right now, finishing the trip by taking 2-3 from Pittsburgh. Last night also marked the first major league start for Iowa call-up Sam Fuld. Sam hit leadoff and got his first two major league hits last night, going 2-for-4 with a walk and a run. Made a couple of outstanding defensive plays in left field, most notably gunning down Jack Wilson at the plate in the fifth. A couple things about Fuld that you might find interesting. He was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes at the age of 10. He grew up in New England as a Red Sox fan and went to Phillips Exeter Prep School and played his college ball at Stanford, where he earned his degree in economics and where he returns each offseason to pursue his master's in statistics. The little Omaha connection here is that in 2004, he set the College World Series records for hits in a College World Series with 24 hits. And it's worth noting that Sam Fuld is Jewish and is married to his Phillips Exeter sweetheart, Sarah Kolodner. And that's this week's Cubs report. And now we are going to make good on the threat to pay tribute to some of the lovely female vocalists of 1934 with a little rock and roll.
Rock and roll, yeah! Rock and roll, roll and rock away. Up and down, round and round we'll sway. We'll each swell in the spell of the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea. Rock and roll, roll and rock along. Life is sweet, greet it with a song. While we dance, there's romance. Rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea.
Tonight the moon hangs low. All tide or overboard we'll go.
Rock and roll like a rocking chair. Laugh and smile while we drown each care in the tide as we glide to the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea. Rock and roll, roll and rock away. Up, down, round, round with each swell. In a spell, all the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea that blows, rolls and rocks along. Life is sweet, greeted with a song. While we dance, there's romance. Tonight the moon hangs low. Hold tight
or overboard we'll go.
Rock and roll like a rocking chair. Laugh and smile while we drown each hair in the tide as we glide to the rolling, rocking rhythm of the sea. Bam, 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 bam.
That was the Boswell Sisters with Jimmy Greer's Orchestra from 1934 with Rock and Roll. I didn't know they had Rock and Roll in 1934, but I know it now. Way back early on, I neglected to tell you that when Hezzy finally got ready, what we listened to was the Hoosier Hotshots performing Breezin' Along with the Breeze. And there's every chance in the world that won't be the last Hoosier Hotshots song we ever hear on Hinky Dinky Time. I have mixed feelings about the next thing I'm about to play. It's kind of amusing and it's kind of sad because, well, there's alcohol involved.
This next song deals with the British Overseas Service. So those of you who are not interested in that may leave. Lots of luck. And you want to play me that part that I don't know? Lots of luck. It's so beautiful and I don't know it. Heartaches, play heartaches. Heartaches, you know. Smart ass. Smart ass. You know nobody loves a smart ass. Nobody loves a smart ass, that is true. And my ass smarts for you. All right. We should all live and be well and get through this one so we can get to intermission and have another drink.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. That was a drunken Alan Sherman performing live. I don't know when and I don't know where, but it was somewhere, and I apologize for that. What do you want to hear? I'm not getting too many requests tonight, or at least not too many good ones. We, from time to time on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, we take a trip to pay homage to what brings us all together and sustenance, and that's groceries. And it's always kind of a quest of mine to find grocery songs, and we're going to hear one of the more recent grocery songs in terms of recorded history. This is from the early 1980s, and this would be Lost in the Supermarket by The Clash.
Special offer, guaranteed personality. I wasn't born so much as I fell out. Nobody seemed to notice me. We had a hedge back home in the suburb, over which I never could see. I heard the people who live on the ceiling scream and fight more scarily. Hearing that noise was my first ever feeling. That's how it's been all around me. I'm lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, a guaranteed personality. I'm all tuned in, I see all the programs. I save coupons, packets of tea. I've got my giant hit discotheque album. I empty a bottle, I feel a bit free. Kitchen halls and the pipes in the walls make me noises for company. Long distance callers make long distance calls, and the silence makes me lonely. I'm lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for the special offer, a guaranteed personality. It's not here. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer, guaranteed personality. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer,
You know, speaking of groceries, I'm holding in front of me right now. Here, listen to me rattle that. This is the newspaper from Monday. This is Monday, June 29th, Topeka Capital Journal. Don't ask me how I got this delivered to the Edgewater Beach Hotel, but I did. And the banner headline at the top of the newspaper on Monday read, "Groceries, a Growing Trend." And the gist of the article is that the economy has tanked and therefore people are eating at home. And I think that's really wonderful. I think it's a very encouraging sign. It might be the case that people near and dear to me got out of the grocery game a little too early, and the time really might be right now to jump back in, because evidently groceries are finally catching on. And, you know, guys, I think you were just a little bit ahead of the curve. And now, you know, I think it's time to strike. What do you think?
Show wheel, yeah. Feel good music.
You know, if that sounded a lot like the Neville Brothers, it's because it was the Meters, or the Funky Meters, as they were sometimes known. And the Meters were more or less the same bunch of Nevilles as the Neville Brothers, different rhythm section, but they, same personnel, more or less. You know, we heard some ladies from 1934. We're about to hear some more ladies from 1934. And what I really wasn't paying attention to when I was selecting these songs is that the songs I selected were not just ladies, but sisters. We heard the Boswell sisters. We're about to hear the DeMarco sisters. And this is also, as I said, from 1934. Easy come, easy go. It's getting about to be time to wind things down. Keep an eye on the game. It's the top of the eighth, and the best news all night is that Lou Piniella isn't risking this lead into the hands of Carlos Marmol in the eighth. He's got Aaron Heilman on the hill, though we'll probably see the execrable Kevin Gregg in the ninth anyway. I hope not, but you know, chances are we will. That was Easy Come, Easy Go by the DeMarco sisters with Eddie Duchin and his orchestra. And as is always the case, there is less time than there is music. So none of these things are, in my opinion, leftovers, but we'll have leftovers next week. I'll heat them up and serve them again, and We'll hear, I don't know if we'll go back to 1934 again. I got a bunch of 1937 stuff to play. I've got a bunch of 1974 rhythm and blues to play. We'll just see what happens next week. We've got some new requests. We're going to wrap things up now with a little bit of 1972 featuring Timmy Thomas. Some bozo covered this in the 80s and had a hit with it. It escapes my mind at the time. But this is the original Timmy Thomas, Why Can't We Live Together from 1972. I'll be back right after this to say goodnight. Well, that's all the time. Hey. That's all the time we've got, folks. Yeah, we're back at the Edgewater, and that's Harry Sosnick and his Edgewater Beach Orchestra again, and we're going to say goodnight, and I appreciate you all joining me again. We'll see you next week. I hope everything's all right in whatever part of the world you call home. Things are fine and dandy here. night, everybody. Hey, I almost forgot. One last Cubs update. Top of the ninth, two out. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Called strike? Nope. It's 9-5. Brewers have brought tying runs, been on deck for the last couple outs, and with two men on. So it's never easy. It's always an adventure. Wish them luck. Good night.